time on the
Blog
air.
Talk Radio.
So I'd like to say to those listening audience out there on YouTube, how's everyone doing? We are talking about the science of family. What is the nature of family? What is it used for? Once again, we're saying hello to our listeners at the Blog Talk Radio Station. Hello, Blog Talk Radio Station. How's everyone doing today? We're going to zoom you in to the topic, and we're talking about the mind, body, and because, you know, without the family, so we're talking about indigenous family members that are from the individual family members in the nuclear family. What is their purpose? Why do we need a family? Why is marriage and the institution so very, very vital to our survival, to communing and networking? It is very, very vital that we should have a kind. And community is what actually drives the forces for our people, how to get along with civilization, the universe, how to get along with the little animals, and even the makeup of the climate and the universe, and how to get along with ourselves. When we see people don't want to be married anymore. Used to say, I can't get most of the people to want marriage. I have postponed marriage. I have taken my eggs and hibernated them for another time and season. Then maybe they'll still be ripe when I want to get married. Well, let me tell you the truth. It used to be a time that families assigned their young ladies the responsibility to assign you to a person to marry. Yes, I know this because in our family with 11 girls, there had to be some gestation where the families intervene to speak into your lives and say, is this marriage to marry you? I'll give you her hand in marriage. Yes. It was done that way. I know this. I witnessed it. Who were ready to marry because a person in my family was giving me away. So marriage is honorable. And when you don't marry time, most of your family thinks something's wrong. Or they think that you will never get married and you'll be a man. And you don't want to wait. What a nuclear family is. And I think I said this earlier, that civilization came up out of Arcadia land, and that is a place that we used to call Africa. Someone gave that name to the continent, Africa, but it was not Africa. It was Arcadia land, as a correction for misnomer. And also to correct some of you that education came out of the high tutelage and the high academias and the high institutions were there in Africa. So as Europe was advancing themselves, medicine and languages, they were without the academia to train them. So they ventured over into Africa, into Timbuktu University. Yes, Timbuktu is the real, had a university, and it was available to anyone, even to the Europeans. Yes, they had the Europeans sitting up under them. We must remember that there were a few of African Americans who ventured out to teach Europeans, and they trained them. But when the Europeans went back to their homes, their got all this information from Africans, how to live, how to socialize in a family, how to rear your children, explaining that the children had purpose, and each one of them were the caller to prayer, committing themselves to praying, then God would mark their children for prayer. And by way of handicapping their children, either be crippled, hunchback, blind, but they were marked for praise and worshiping if their fathers and mothers failed to worship God. Worshiping was very important. Now, you see out on the screen there, it is very important for you to see on Blog Talk. I have some things there that you'll see the young men praying, and as a preparation for prayer, they're supposed to teach the child to wash their hands, their face, and elbows before they greet God. The children were marked with handicaps, and that is the teaching of the Africans, that those you see that are blind, hunchback, crippled, they've been marked for prayer. And out on my Facebook, out on my YouTube, you can see the tools that they use for morning prayer, evening prayer, and there was also a ritual to child up and dedicated back to God. Each and every one of you African Americans, you are out of order if you have not dedicated your child back to God. But it's not too late. If they're still toddlers or infants beyond the age of consent, you can still have a dedication ceremony and dedicate that child to God so that he won't be marked for any handicap. That's why we have so many handicapped children here today. They have not been marked for praise and worship. Mothers are conscious. They take their child to be dedicated, and they bring in a witness to witness that dedication and a godmother. And not only that, that child is also given a destination reading where they determine what is their destiny. And that destiny is read at that time when that child is still yet an infant in the womb. He has purpose. He's not just to be in the nuclear. You lay him so you can scream at him, so you can treat him like a punching bag. He has purpose and aim. And the main purpose is to be a caller to prayer, teaching him to pray in the right position and more. And the, I think this is something superstitious, but I'm talking folk.